Really happy now to be talking with John Delanis. He is the Masconomet High School Director of Athletics. And, John, welcome back to MSO.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, you know, we talked Fall 2 sports, and it was really exciting to be able to get that in. And then you, like the next day, you had spring sports. So maybe give me a little summary of how spring sports went for Masco, if you would, please, John.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. You know, really happy with the turnout we had, you know, especially considering everything that, you know, we went through last year with all the challenges we had with COVID. But we had an excellent turnout of athletes. I was really, really proud of that. You know, the seasons went really well. I got to give a lot of credit to the athletes, coaches, and parents for everything that they did and following, you know, the policies and procedures we had in place, you know, not having locker rooms available and things like that. But everyone was really positive. You know, really successful from, you know, it felt like a short summer because it seems like not too long ago that I was just out watching, you know, tournament baseball out at the field or the girls lacrosse team, you know, hosting Chelmsford in the North Finals. And so, yeah, very successful spring, you know, turnout of our, you know, from track athletes to, you know, watching the girls' tennis team win a state, you know, beat, I think it was Melrose, and a great match in the state tournament, and Ella Garbesian winning her singles match to beat Melrose 3-2. So it was just a great, you know, great spring season, not just in terms of success, you know, winning and losing, but more just kids being able to participate, doing something social, when a lot of kids were cooped up and not able to do that, not able to be in school in person for much of the school year. So, having a son myself in high school, I as the parent know how important that was. So I was happy to see that our kids were able to do something positive and appreciate everything that the coaches did as well.
Yeah, and I've heard that across the board, John, from athletic directors and from coaches and from parents. The main thing was getting out there and participating. And, of course, when you can throw a winning season or a championship on top of that, it's even extra special. What about the transition now? I mean, it's been a very short summer break for you and all the ADs. What have you, how is it different preparing, for fall as we get into fall this year as opposed to maybe years past? Because back in the spring, it looked like everything was going to be normal, and now not so much.
Yeah, I think last school year taught us that we just have to prepare for anything and things could change any moment. And that's what I've, you know, communicated to the coaches that, you know, it may be this way today, but it could change tomorrow, you know. So we've been, our ability to be flexible has been great, and the kids' ability to be flexible as well. So, you know, right now we're preparing as, you know, we're practicing today as we normally would, you know, but knowing that, as you know, I have a meeting with the coaches tomorrow afternoon, for example, just to have a, you know, a coaches meeting that I normally have in the preseason. But that'll be my message as well, is that, you know, things are fluid, they can always change, and we found that out last year with, you know, teams needing to quarantine for a period of time. And you know, I think we're more prepared for it now, certainly with, you know, going through what we went through last mm-hmm. year, and hopefully that was the worst of it. But we certainly will be prepared for anything, and the goal is to keep, you know, ultimately keeping kids safe, having them have a great experience, and whatever, however we can do that. I know I'm committed to it, and I know our administration, the coaches are committed to it. So however that looks, we'll make it look as best we can. So
Okay, well, you know, and the learning process, you're right. It's anything can change now on a moment's notice, and I think we've all learned that, and, you know, we're trying to deal with that. Now, what about, fall sports, John? Do you have any new coaches?
So we have, most of our, coaches are returning. We have some changes at our, sub-varsity level.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I'm really happy about. So, for example, we have, a lot of times it goes unnoticed, but we have a new middle school math teacher, Vanessa Yavorsky, who's, our JV2 field hockey coach, for example. So we're really excited to have her aboard. She has a lot of, field hockey experience, a field hockey background. We have a new, JV field hockey coach, Alexa Giroso. Very excited to have her aboard. I'm just kind of looking through my list here of new staff. You know, we have a new assistant football coach, John Hallis, who brings a lot of experience. Went to Hamilton College back in the day, so we're very excited to have him aboard with us. Our boys soccer staff is all back. Girls soccer is all back. The cross country, you know, boys and girls are all back. We do have a new golf coach, Hector Longo, who works in this building, and he coaches a couple of other sports for us. Kathy Natale, who was our coach and a math teacher here and was just phenomenal for us. She had other family commitments where she had to step down, and that's definitely a huge hit for us because of her golf connections, her ability to teach the game, and her connection with kids. So that was definitely a loss that's going to be felt, but I know Hector's been working hard. The two of us have been communicating extensively during the summer. He was working really hard behind the scenes trying to secure some green fees, some tee times for our tryouts over the last few days. So, so everything is, you know, going well. Like, you know, cheerleaders working really hard. You know, we have a full varsity and JV cheerleading squad. Both the coaches are back. Volleyball coaches are back. We have Jalen Aho is our new JV volleyball coach. And Jalen has just been awesome. He's a Masco graduate not too long ago. Been working in the school, just basically been a jack-of-all-trades person for us, and great to have him aboard. So that's kind of an overview of the staff, and we have an excellent staff and great with kids, and we're just, you know, I feel very fortunate that I know that when the kids are practicing and competing out at the fields that we have some very good role models for our kids to look up to.
Excellent. Well, you covered all the bases, man. You got all of them in. You have a tremendous amount of sports, in the fall that Masco participates in. And very anecdotally, how the numbers look so far on first week?
You know, we're really happy about that. Our numbers are really good. You know, I'm really it's always a good problem to have, I say. So we're looking for like JV2 field hockey, which is our third level. We're looking for games, which is good, meaning we have three levels of field hockey. We have three levels of boys soccer, three levels of girls soccer, three levels of football. So our numbers are really strong. You know, cross country numbers are really good. Field hockey numbers are great, like I mentioned. We have a ton of kids playing volleyball. We have lots of kids trying out for golf. To the point where we're trying to think of, for the last couple of years, we've, for any students who didn't make the varsity golf team, we've been trying to find an outlet for those kids to have like a pseudo JV program, for those kids to continue to play golf, because those are kids who could potentially maybe help us down the road, and we want to offer something for them. At the very least, it's a lifelong sport that you can compete in. So, you know, our cheerleading numbers are good, too, where we have a varsity and a JV team. And I don't know too many schools that have a full you know, squad for both varsity and JV cheerleading. So that's one of the things I've been really impressed with here, is just the students and families' commitments to come out and participate, which has been great. You know, I never I've rarely had to worry about how many kids we've had to come out for a team, which is always a nice thing to not have to worry about.
Absolutely. You know, finally, John, maybe a quick thought on Masco's transition into the Northeastern Conference this past year. Given all the obstacles that everybody had to overcome, how do you summarize how that year went in terms of joining a new league?
I think under the circumstances, you know, from with especially during COVID and transitioning to a brand new league, I think from Masco's point of view, I think for us the transition was made pretty seamlessly. It wasn't something that, you know, was I think overwhelming or anything like that. We, you know, we are familiar with the NEC. You know, we've competed against the NEC in a lot of non-league sports in the past. And I had relationships with athletic directors in the NEC. Our coaches have been great, really. I think they're the ones that see it day in and day out, and the kids. So, yeah, I think everything has gone well so far. You know, and I'm looking forward to. And I think, as everyone would say, if you were to talk to any athletic director, looking forward to a more, like, quote-unquote, hopefully, more of a normal type of athletic year. You know, that not only jumping into a new conference, but having, you know, four seasons last year. And I remember this time last year, we didn't even know if we were going to have a fall season.
Right.
I remember we didn't start until, I think it was September 18th last year was our first practice. So, you know, but yeah, everyone's been really supportive and welcoming, and yeah, so it's, I think the transition overall has been one that, you know, has been pretty good for us, and yeah, so just looking forward to, you know, the future and to see what that holds. You know, it's been a lot of changes at the state level as well. There's a new statewide tournament. So looking forward to that, to see how that kind of plays out, you know, and how Masco fits into that equation, you know, with, you know, the statewide tournament format and the new power ranking system that is out now, to see how that kind of plays itself out. So there are a lot of new initiatives basically starting this year, so we'll see how that kind of fits into not just, you know, us moving into a new league, but statewide, there's a lot of new things going on.
All right, we're going to talk about that more down the road for sure. That is Manchester. That's Masconomen High School Athletic Director John Delanis. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.